Meeting called to order at 3:06 p.m. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. How do you feel rejuvenated after your spring break? Hopefully, all heads shake no. Okay. Roll call done by Primo, our president pro tempore.
Angela.
Here.
Adonis.
Here.
Ariana.
Here.
Elshema.
Apple, God bless.
Evan. Giovanna. Giovanna.
Here.
Gotcha. Greg. Guillermo.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
James.
Here.
Jamie. Jarrell. Jonathan. Carla. Kevin.
Here.
Nick. Paulette.
Here.
Rick. Scott.
Here.
Charisse.
Here.
Tyshawn. Wisdom.
All right. Everyone good?
Yeah.
Okay. And we have 13 right now. 14, because, Paulette just came in. Okay. And acceptance of the minutes. So everyone go down to the minutes from March 6th. Check if there's anything that needs to be corrected, needs to be changed. I know. I was like, where are you going? Are we all good? Looks good. All right, just put your head up when you're finished looking at it. That's a good way of telling. I'm still waiting, that's why, sorry. For those of you who are quick readers. Yes. All right. Is there any amendments need to be made to the minutes? Okay, seeing none, we need to adopt the minutes with a 2/3 majority vote. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Minutes have been adopted. Phenomenal. Speaking of acceptance of the minutes, we need a clerk. I let you guys off last week because I go, oh, spring break. Don't want to make anyone do the minutes over spring break. But now we need a clerk for next week. So raise your hand if you did it already. Angela, Giovanna,
Jonathan
definitely did it. Who else did I make do it? That's pretty much it, I think, that I made. No, Jack, you did it. No, he's lying.
You did not do it.
I did do it.
I can't take you. Okay, so does anyone want to volunteer themselves? Oh, I hate picking. Okay. All right, you want to pull up the attendance?
Yep.
I'm picking the number 13.
Great.
I hope someone didn't already do it, but okay. That's how we're going to do it, because I don't want to look at your sad faces. Can't pick like that.
13 is... Hold on.
Yeah. That's the slowest Wi-Fi.
I'm so sorry. 13 is Jamie.
Good, she's not here. But so we know.
What's the number?
Let's see. 4.
Adonis.
Adonis. You got it. You are sorry. I would say do accept, but you have to accept. Okay. Can someone motion Adonis? Because we have to do things with correctly. Ariana.
Motion to nominate Adonis as temporary.
Is there a second? Adonis, do you accept?
I mean,
I need a verbal yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great. You are now the temporary clerk. You can come to the front over here, and Primo's going to help you get set up. We don't have this, right? So you just really sit up here and just really pay extra close attention, and then Primo will give you the rundown about what happens afterwards. Okay. Phenomenal. Administrative report. Marielle, Dr. Pagan, coming to the front.
Yeah, Dr. Pagan.
Ooh!
Hello, everybody. Yes. I have two updates for you. The first is on Tuesday, March 26th, there's an opportunity for students to attend an event at Rutgers Newark. Governor Phil Murphy is going to be making a special announcement about higher education at this event. It's on Tuesday, March 26th at 9 a.m. We are looking to see if we can get a small vehicle to bring students, to van students over who are interested. So if you are interested and you're hearing my voice right now, I recommend telling me now. We already have about 7 students that are interested, and so it's going to be first come, first serve in terms of space on the vehicle. And we will bring students there. There's going to be an announcement, whatever. I don't know what the announcement is. And then afterwards, there's going to be a small reception, hopefully with food, but I don't know for sure. If you need more information, you can reach out to me and I can see what information I can get for you. The second, last meeting, one of the student trustees came to talk about the tuition hearing. In an effort to give students an additional opportunity to have a discussion about tuition, the student trustees are hosting an event called Let's Talk About Tuition. That event is going to be in this room on April 1st from 3 to 4 p.m. Already confirmed to attend is the Vice President for Student Development and Campus Life, the Dean of Students, the Director of Financial Aid, but they are reaching out to other departments and administrators to attend to answer students' questions and to have a discussion. It's a 1-hour event, April 1st, 3 to 4 p.m. Any questions?
Yes. Where is that?
Here. Giovanna.
Do you have an idea what time the thing next Tuesday is going to be over?
It can't go much further. Like, I would say no later than 10:30, just because there's a reception at 10. So our contingency doesn't have to stay there for that long. So yes, I would say past 10:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to go.
What day of the week is that for first?
Monday.
Monday, yeah.
Just put your name.
We could add it to our election stuff.
Yes.
Well, how about transportation? Let's just say that can we drive there ourselves?
Yes. Okay. Students can go on their own. And you could stay for the whole reception if you want to go on your own.
Do we have to let you know ahead of time?
You should let me know so that I can send you the flyer, because I'm going to RSVP for that event with every student that I know of, and so I can do that for you as well.
Okay. Just the transportation thing is just if you go on.
Yep. And so what I'm going to do is, if we're able to confirm transportation, I'm going to reach out to the students that said that they want to go. So let me know if you need transportation and you can't go without transportation, or if you're going on your own, and that would be great.
Awesome. Does anyone else have any questions for Dr. Pagan? Thank you. Officers reports. Joseph.
No report.
You do.
I'm going to swear people in, yes.
Sav, can you come to the front? Yeah, because our other, yeah, the other one is not here. All right, Sav, so face the group, tell them your full name, tell them why you're here, and your major.
Okay.
Not that important.
Okay. I'm Savannah Beyer. I'm a sophomore. I'm here for Montclair State Dance Company.
And what is that it?
Like, why are you here, though? Like, the gripping
I'm
truth, you know?
To be.
Good, okay, good, awesome.
But I enjoyed the meeting last week, so I'm happy to be here now.
Okay.
This is a long time coming.
So I state your name.
You raise your right hand.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Savannah Beyer.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The Office of Legislator.
The Office of Legislator.
Of the Student Government Association.
Of the Student Government Association.
Of Montclair State University Incorporated.
Of Montclair State University Incorporated.
And that I will.
And that I will.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Uphold the Constitution of the Student Government.
Uphold the Constitution of the Student Government.
Congratulations.
Woohoo! Great! Oh, thank you so much. Those moments always choke me up. Okay. My office report. Hi, everyone. For those of you in the back, my name is Emma Rush, and I'm the vice president. We do have some things to talk about today. Some updates for y'all. So one, town hall. Who remembers when that's going to be next week? Blah, not Ariana. Giovanna.
Is it April 10th?
That is the tuition hearing. Ariana.
Tuesday, March 26th, from
6 to 8 in ballroom C.
Awesome. Okay. So as I mentioned last week, and I said it was really important, you know, 2 weeks ago, you got that whole rundown of everything that happened at Town Hall and all the things that you can do to help these organizations and the items that they wish to pursue, both internally and externally of the SGA. It would be really great for them to see your faces. You only see them for charterments and budgets. And, you know, it seems like a lot when you're the ones making all the big decisions, right? And they're the ones that are subsidiary organizations. So please come if you're available Tuesday, next Tuesday, 6 to 8 in Ballroom C. So that's downstairs. It's a little bit smaller space just because we didn't have access to a larger space. Please, please come if you're available. I will count it as a committee meeting, honestly, if that's something that you want to do and you're really dedicated and want to go to it. However, if you just, they're like, I don't want to go to my committee, is org review excluded? You have to go to org review, so you can't skip that one. Yeah, Charisse.
Is it okay if you come in late? Because I have to get out of class at 7.
Yeah. So if you go, it's going to go the whole time. Okay. It's like, these are like a start at 6 and we'll end at 8 exactly. Okay. I try to get them like 8:01, but yeah, so you definitely, you come in, come out. If you just want to stay for like some different items, I will be sending out, the agenda will be made public since the meeting is, I give them a weekend to look over, so Friday. So this Friday, the agenda, so if there's something that interests you that's on the agenda, I will also send it out to legislators specifically, but it does go up on the website, but I'll send it out to y'all specifically saying, hey, the agenda's up. These are the items that are going to be discussed, and if you want to come in and you ask me, hey, can you give like a better time frame of which issue is going on, what time, I can probably help you with that. Also, side note, if you plan on being in the SJ next year, if you're a candidate for one of the SJ elections, you definitely should be at these. Without a doubt, should be at these town halls, because this is what you're coming into, right? You're coming into this, all of these organizations and all of the issues. They don't stop. You know, we don't clean up all the issues that they have within the term that we are serving. It does carry on, so it's really important that you're there. So if you can bring that to if your friends are running or whomever, that's definitely a good place for them to be, to really get engaged and talk to a big group of people if they're interested in talking to them. Okay, so we do have a new event. I remember I told you when we had March 6th, when we had the budget go up for the elections, that Antonio was doing an event with Commuter Life to really get the commuters involved in voting for the elections. And why are the elections so important? Thank you. We should all like, Constitution.
Also new executive.
Ready? No. One more time. Constitution. Great. That is the most important document ever. Ever created. Yes. So please, 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 we're promoting these. We're going to these events. We're like jumping around and saying SJ rocks, you know, at these events. Not a password or anything. So Monday, April 8th, is the event. It's called Spring Fling. It's SJ Elections Spring Fling Edition. It's just to celebrate spring. It's going to be like a stuff and plush event. So it's fun. People like stuffing the animals. So it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Rathskeller Student Center. We're going to sideswipe that. The Student Center. You could already see that I have nominated myself to come. Can anyone come to this? Again, remember, you're mandated 2 hours to promote the elections, to do something aside from the elections committee. It's not in there. No, what?
Me.
Joseph. Okay, Joseph. Yes. All right. Let me get this. Why can I type on this? Anyone? Maybe I have to hit this. Okay.
There you go.
So, Kevin,
yeah,
you can go the whole time? Yes?
Yeah, sure.
Great. It's not that long. It's 2 hours, so it really hits your requirement.
I can help set up and clean up, too.
Wonderful. That's awesome. Yeah. Anyone else? Monday, April 8th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You get a stuff a plush. We'll make sure we put one specifically aside for you. There's 200 of them, so they're going to go fast. And again, remember at all these events that we're having this week, so April 8th through April 12th, 12 to 12 p.m., are going to be, we're having setting up polling stations where people can actually vote. So they can vote, we're going to get the information, they can talk to a lot of us there and to get more clarity on anything that's going on. Yes, Kevin.
Would you be sending the information of what, like, the time, place, and stuff like that?
Yes, so, yes, exactly. So for those of you who signed up for events 2 weeks ago, you will definitely 100% be getting an update email saying, hey, you signed up for this event. This is what you're kind of going to be doing at the event, the location, the time, et cetera. You will be getting that. We're going to send that out on Friday because most of it's going to happen in 2 weeks. And they'll send a follow-up email, you know, when it gets much closer to the event date. But we will, because I know that you might have forgot, so we're sending that out on Friday. Scott, was that your question?
So basically if we sign up for a 2-hour polling event, then we don't need to sign up for like...
You don't need to do it, no. But it's really highly encouraged if you can be there, because we're here to make the campus better. That's why we're here in this room. And I'm hoping that's why you're all here in this room. Not because you're obligated or because it's going to look good on a resume. I'm really hoping you're here because you care about the campus to an extent, or in other cases a whole lot. And this constitution, this election is so, so important. So please come out there. If you're there, I bet you have some friends that you'd be like, hey, I'm doing this time. And they're like, oh, maybe I'll come by and say hi. And they stuff a plush, and then they vote, and they might not have already gone and voted. And it's really important. Every single vote counts. We're not an electoral college. There's no, controversy over that. It's a populist vote, so it's majority. So please, please, please come to that. Okay. Awesome. And then there's something else that I got in the committee that I wanted to address. Nothing, it's not bad. It was actually something that I was thinking of. For those of you who are interested in being a legislator next term, so that's the next administration, whomever that may be. We will be having packets available, legislative packets, for you to pick up and do proactively. So you do not have to wait until September to do it. If you are planning to be a chair of one of these committees, you will need to have your packet filled out before this year ends. They're going to be made available April 15th, so around that time, more or less. I'll let you know more specifics next week. So please, if you want to be the chair, if you want to be the president pro tempore next year, you really want to show that you're dedicated, because there's going to be a lot of training that are happening. Even though the items aren't changed in the Constitution yet, we're going to act proactively as if they were changed. But as you all know, that you can petition in the spring for the fall semester. That's already included in the Constitution for all legislators. It just so happens that we don't originally do that. And we'll be sending out, after the elections, that hoopla is over, we'll be sending out to, the campus if they want to get involved and be a legislator as well. So I will be working on renewing that legislative packet, because I know a lot of you found some of the sections really tedious and not important. So we're going to make sure that we, the next vice president, really work and to make that easier, that process easier, so people can get involved faster and more efficiently. Okay, wonderful. Any questions on all of that? No. Yes.
What's the time for the Monday, April 8th?
11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, wonderful. Oh, then my other announcement. To all of you in the back, hi.
Hi. Great.
You're so excited to be here. I see your faces. They're so happy. So if you want, there are agendas in the front. So that tells you, the order of the day, what's going on. I'm assuming most of you are here for chartermans, correct? Right? Okay, good. And some of you are here for bills, SASA. Can we just give like a what org we're here for, just so I know who I'm calling? Let's go from Emily down.
Hello.
Oh, really? I don't have, yeah. Okay. Got it. Heather, are you here for animal activists too? Okay.
Animal
activists. Animal activist. Phenomenal.
Rachel Sandor, Chardon, for a club, MedLife.
MedLife, thank you. Yeah. Okay. MedLife.
Madison, MedLife.
MedLife.
SASA.
Sammy, Computer Club.
Wonderful. Oh, nice to see you for the first time.
Nick, Women in Business.
Women in Business.
Okay. Brianna, also Women in Business. Amanda, Women in Business.
Okay.
And I'm not in here, for writing for
Yes, great. Okay, so we blockchain, no?
No, it's
yes,
the same.
Blockchain as well.
It's the same Sorry, person.
Yeah. You're going to be giving both presentations.
Yes.
Okay, actually we're all set with that. Okay. So just for you in the back, just to know what order we're going in, I know you got the email from the President Pro Tempore and the Chair of Organization Review. The first org we have going up are animal activists, followed by blockchain, women in business, MedLife, and Computer Club, right? Okay, good. just making sure that we're all, and then Sasa, your bills at the far end. Okay. Cabinet reports.
My name is Marie Estabu, and I'm the Class 3 Director. So permit me, I'm just going to read because it's quite a, you know, something to talk about. So during the first town hall, fellow student leaders had a few concerns, and we were asked to take this back to the organizations and then bring back a response to you all. So yeah, the responses from all, but so we only, so out of the 33 organizations, we have about five that are not very active, and so almost everybody responded except six. So we had 23 organizations respond out of the 28 active organizations on campus. Within civil disobedience, do we want to give up having food at our events so we can make a statement to Chadwell's? The vote was 18 yeses and four noes. Those who said yes thought that food prices are outrageous, especially because the Class 3 budget is very specific. It's $1,000, and that doesn't cover up enough money if we want to have multiple different events like we are supposed to. And then a lot of them thought that doing that will get Chadwell's to really listen and pay attention to the organizations. However, those who did say no had a couple of reasons to say no. They said, well, one, a lot of them do not wish to give up food because it's an integral part of the organizations. And so giving up food would just, you know, it makes no sense. Two, they have previous commitments about food or events that would have included food, and so they can't give that up right now because students are really expecting them to have those events. Three, it appears that it will harm us, the organizations, more than it's going to harm Chadwell's if we give up having food at our events. And so the suggestions were, instead of fighting fire for fire, we can bring them to our meetings, have discussions with them, get the school involved, administrators involved, because the Class 1 organizations have already said no. Class 3 organizations, yes, we are the largest group, however, we're still the less amount of people who do use Chadwell's, and so do our votes really count? We don't know. And so the next question was, in regards to the budget for Class 3 organizations, do we want to see a change? Do we want to leave the budget the same? Do we want an increase, decrease, whatsoever? And the vote was 16 organizations thought the budget should become a flexible budget that emulates the Class 1 organizations. Three thought that the budget should just stay the way it is, it's fine, and four thought that the budget should go higher. And yeah, there are reasons. A lot of these organizations wanted a change in the budget so that it does resemble the Class 1 organizations because, so for those who are not familiar, Class 3 organizations has a very special kind of category of people where we have, you know, ranging from the most diverse organizations to the most academic organizations, and then, you know, just to the organizations that float in the middle. And so $1,000 sounds like a lot of money for, let's say, for example, the History Club. They don't need that amount of money. They do very little to nothing with the money. Just so we have the Fashion Club that they throw, you know, elaborate events on campus, and $1,000 is really just like chicken change to them. And so these organizations, we all thought that let's have a flexible budget where every organization gets to determine how much they need based on, you know, the events that they're going to have, how serious these events are going to be, the projected population of students who will be attending these events. And we don't say this lightly. So we know that there's a lot that goes into Class 1 organizations pitching an idea for a budget. And so we are willing to do that. So if you need us to make proposals, do presentations, you know, all of those things, or even create a separate treasury or financial committee just so that we can go there and talk about it, we are very more than willing to do all of that. But we don't want to have, out of $30,000 that's given to Class 3 organizations, only $7,000 is being used. And that's penalizing the rest of the organizations. And so to end, I will say that on behalf of the Class 3 organizations, please do tell us what you think, what you need us to do, and we will do our absolute best to meet your demands. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Marie, comments, Ariana.
I just want to comment on the budget idea that you have. I think it's a good idea. I think it could get really tricky because even class twos, like, they have their budgets, but they're not, it's not like how much money they want. Correct me if I'm wrong. They're all given the same amount of money, correct?
They're all given, yes. Class two through fours are all given the same amount of money.
So I understand, like, wanting that, but I think it's going to be harder than it sounds to achieve because class twos don't have that yet. So I think possibly having a structure like the class twos have, you guys already have that. So I don't really think that...
What structure are you referring to?
Like, in not having to write a bill for every event.
Yes, got
they
it.
They already have that, no?
Yes.
So I don't really see much more happening with that until class twos are changed, but I do think it's a good idea. Even if you just take the $30,000 that you're allotted and split it more evenly amongst the organizations, I think it's a good idea. I just don't really see it happening anytime soon, unfortunately.
James.
Point of information to the president legislator. Where is it defined what the budgets of all the class organizations are?
It's a very good question. It's not. So what happened was last semester, this idea was brought up. The idea of having differences in budgets, and as the attorney general, I took it out where it said that it had to be a specified how the budget needs to be broken down. However, the amount that they receive is in the financial policy, in the financial policies, Article 6 of the statutes. It's in class 2 reserves, class 3 reserves, and 4 they don't have that. So that's where it says exactly the amount that they're up to. So, and again, it's not like they get this amount, it's up to that amount. So it can be less than the amount of course, it can't be greater than that. Yes.
Okay, then for your class 3 organizations or anyone who's interested, I know that we're going to be going over the statutes again in GNA, so you can invite them to come on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. to voice their opinion.
Anyone have any other comments for the class 3 director? Thank you. Any other cabinet reports? No. Committee reports. Ariana.
Okay. So I'm the chair of marketing publicity, in case you didn't know. So in committee, we've been discussing getting new filming equipment for the legislative meetings. We've narrowed down our search quite a bit, and currently I'm just waiting for the committee members to send me the best prices for the camera and the equipment they can find before I talk to Emma and Vincent about where we're pulling the funds for the equipment from. The bill will be in the agenda in the next few weeks, and if anybody has any questions about recording equipment, let me know.
Any questions for the chair of marketing publicity? Thank you. Any other committee chairs have a report to give? No. Programming, I really did my bit in programming. Unfinished business. We're going to move over unfinished business and go to new business. And I am going to place the bills into committee. Bill number S-2019-027, MSU Muse Class 4 Rechartering, through Bill number S-2019-031, Pre-Vet Class 4 Rechartering, be placed in organization review. And Bill number S-2019-033, Animal Activist Class 3 Rechartering, placed into organization review. Giovanna.
Motion to animal activist.
Oh.
Motion to consider bill number.
Oh, okay. Motion to consider bill number 2018-033 animal activist.
Retarded. Is there a second?
Second.
Now considering bill number S-2018-033, MSU Animal Activist Class 3 Rechartering. Y'all come to the front.
Bill number S-2019-033, being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas animal activists would like to recharter as a Class 3 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas animal activists would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas animal activists would like to receive a charter for the fall 2019 to spring 2021 time period. Be it resolved that animal activists receives a charter from fall 2019 to spring 2021. Submitted by Giovanna Boggins, SGA legislator, January 24th, 2019.
Author's report. None. Questions for the author? None. Organization report. We're going to wait until this loads, and then you're good to go. But then you want to introduce yourselves first.
Hello, my name is Emily, animal activist for a club, and we're going to present. Oh, I'm the president.
Okay. I'm Devin, I'm the vice president of Montclair Animal Activists.
I'm Lindsay, I'm the resource rep, which is the PR position.
Ariana, point of information to the chair. Should it be stated in the bill that it's Montclair Animal Activists versus just activists? Montclair. It says animal activist. Should it be Montclair Animal Activists?
Yeah.
Point of information to the organization. What is your name?
Yeah, Montclair Animal Activists, plural.
Ariana?
Motion to go back to author's report.
Is there a second?
Second.
Now an author's report. Ariana?
Motion to make a formal amendment. Every time it says animal activist in the bill, it should state Montclair Animal Activists.
With an S.
An S at the end. There's multiple activists.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We need 2/3 of majority vote in order to adopt this formal amendment. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendment has been adopted.
I just shared it with you.
Can you just come up here so I can see what's going on?
Personal privilege. It's Montclair and Lactists.
Be asking the authority to share it.
No, because she is sharing authority. Here we go. Okay. There we go. Do the HD one. This is me. Joe, can you get the HDMI cord?
In the back.
In the basket. It's the black cord. It's short. Thank you.
stay there. Escalators.
Heels.
Come on.
Loading.
It's the longest presentation I've ever seen.
Honestly. Oh, got him.
Time's up.
Yeah, I know.
5 minutes. All right. 5 minutes starting now. Go. I'm just
kidding. Oh.
Yep. Org report. You present.
Oh, you
take
it?
Yeah.
Oh, you say, oh.
Yeah,
just so you can see it. Okay, thanks for waiting, everyone. Sorry about that. Class 3 org, renewal of charter that's happening. We're Montclair animal activists applying for a recharter in the spring 2019 for the fall 2019 to the spring of 2021. Oh, that's our logo. Okay, mission possible. What is it?
Yes, here's our mission statement. Our purpose is to spread awareness for health, vegetarianism, and veganism while also exposing the horrors of factory farming. We hope to inspire passion for health, animals, and the sustainability of our planet to make a difference in our campus community. Yes.
All right, so there really is no one like Montclair Animal Activists. Because vegetarianism, veganism, that is our main basic focus here. So it includes a variety of things that all relate back to our main focus. So we talk about where food comes from, environmentalism, health, making vegan food and vegetarian food more normal and accessible, animal welfare, trips to animal sanctuaries, veg fests, and oh, don't mind that last bullet at the bottom. No, we're not, we don't yell at people and we're not angry. Oh, these are just some past events, the month when it was, the name of the event, and some the co-sponsors that we had for that event. Going all the way back to the beginning of December, which was spring of 2016, which was the beginning of the club, having little examples just going along up to last semester. I have highlighted the Pledge for Veg because that was a really big thing that our club worked on during the spring of 2017, with many tabling events, talking to tons of people, and getting our referendum vote on the SGA to make a vegan section in Sam's, which has now been implemented, so that's one of our big, cool accomplishments. Some pictures. Wow, they're really nice. I'm in the orange hat over there. Some pictures. Okay. Oh, so just some ideas for things to do next semester or in the future. We have a cruelty-free beauty soiree every year, so we'll have the fourth annual one, hopefully. A gathering of cruelty-free products, things like that, raffle prizes, really great. Possibly a vegan cooking demonstration where we just kind of assemble vegan meals and show just how easy it is to do. Possible guest speakers of vegan activists, authors, things like this. We've had in the past Jean Bauer and Janine Mata come and speak, so that's cool. And documentary screenings are always really great, so we might, we'll show some different things like that. So are we helping anyone benefiting the campus or just wasting space? Well, I don't think we're wasting space. Okay, so this club fulfills two basic functions, I think. The first one is informing the campus about the benefits of a vegan diet and just where the products people purchase come from and how animals are affected in the process. And also in our general body meetings, just providing a space for people, whatever they eat, as long as somebody has an interest in the topic. We discuss many helpful tips, different issues, and anything anyone wants to talk about. All right, you can see our piece of photography, first meeting, we're all happy this semester. There's our e-board, 6 members currently. Our advisor is still Princi Pay, and we have about 15 active members who come to
you know, all the stuff. Just some money. This was last semester. We spent the most on the cruelty-free beauty soiree. It's a pretty expensive event. And it also, we had the most number of attendees at that event. At the bottom, you can see two events that we co-sponsored with MSDO. We co-sponsored with other clubs, but MSDO was just the club we spent money on those events. Just our main events there. And then just this semester, another breakdown. We've had the Kindy Grahams and the Valentine's Day breakfast work combined. Our Smoothie Bowl event is this Thursday, the 21st. See you there. And yeah. Oh, last semester, this was our accreditation report to some facts. Tier 1, 19 points, 18 host events, 3 co-sponsored out events, all of our budget used basically, a lot of bonus points.
So overall, if you still don't think we should receive a charter, we are a Class 3 organization and we successfully hosted 18 events last semester while co-sponsoring with a bunch of different other clubs and organizations on campus. We were Tier 1 every semester in the club's existence, and we make our impact by helping the campus learn about the food that they're eating and where it comes from and their health and the environment and just, you know, really important things that, you know, benefit a lot of people to know. So we also were a big part in implementing the vegan and vegetarian section at Sam's. We're always accepting of anybody, so it's not just for vegans and vegetarians. Anyone who's curious can always come. We always have amazing food, and we always submit our food waivers.
Well, good timing.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, questions for the organization. And do you mind keeping the slide on your accreditation for them to look? Yeah, thank you. Sorry, hands. James.
What time is your smoothie bowl event?
It's 2:00 on Thursday in the RAD. 2:00.
Any other questions for the organization? Jarrell.
I might have missed it. Y'all meet on a regular?
Oh, yeah. We have weekly meetings.
What's the date and time?
Tuesdays, 3 to 4.
3 to 4?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for the organization? Committee report.
400 positive recommendation.
Questions for the committee.
Is that an unofficial recommendation?
Correct. It's an unofficial recommendation.
Do you want to explain why?
Because there's not enough people in the community.
Awesome. Okay. Just was hoping we get more explanation there. Okay. Debate and discussion on this bill. Ariana.
Point of information to you.
Yes.
So, tiers changed, correct? They flipped?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
because I saw tier one and I was like.
Yeah, yeah. So, So tier, for all of you who don't know, their class 3s, tier 1 is the highest out of all the the same tiers across the different classes. They're required to host, six events. 6 times what equals 18? I don't know. But, three times. 3 times the required events. And co-sponsorships, they're required to do 3.
When we said tier 1 every semester, we meant just like the highest.
Yeah.
Tier.
Yes, so they had the highest tier. Okay. Ariane.
Point of clarification to you all, it used to be backwards, so
yeah.
Tier 3 was the highest and tier 1 was the lowest. That's why I asked that question.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Jack.
I like your PowerPoint, it was colorful.
Thank you.
James.
Thanks for everything you do on campus. Otherwise, a lot of people I know, and myself included, wouldn't be able to eat every day. So, that's great.
Murray?
I just wanted to say, maybe it's a biased opinion, but I did meet with Emily a couple of times, and we went over the PowerPoint. She was kind of nervous before coming here, so thank you all for your attentiveness. But she's been very diligent with, you know, keeping up with everything and making sure that things were sent on time. So just wanted to let you all know.
Kevin.
Thank you for having me being thing at the SAMS, because I know a lot of like international students who are from overseas are looking for that, includes vegetarian students as well on campus.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Could be anyone in this room too. Y'all are included in anything I said.
Right.
Sorry if you didn't know that. Okay. All right. Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Congratulations. Okay. Now considering bill number S-2019-012, blockchain club class. We're going into old business. Now considering bill number S-2019-012, blockchain club class 4.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas Blockchain Club would be the charter as a class 4 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas Blockchain Club would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas Blockchain Club would like to receive a charter for the fall 2019 to spring 2020 time period, be it resolved that Montclair State Blockchain Club receives a charter from fall 2019 to spring 2020, submitted by Giovanna Boggins, SGA Legislator, February 9, 2019.
Author's report.
No report.
Questions for the author? Organization report. You have 6 minutes. Ariana. Okay. You have 6 minutes to present. I'll give you a one on the 1 minute mark. Otherwise, that we'll just go after into questions. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Hi, guys. My name is Sammy Samko. I'm going to be chartering for two organizations today. That's going to be the Blockchain Club as well as the Computer Club. I'm a CS major, computer science major within Montclair, and basically both of these clubs work hand in hand, but they both have different purposes, so let me get into it. So, Blockchain Club. The purpose of it is basically for students of not just, that are not just CS or IT majors, but for all majors to come and learn about blockchain technology. Blockchain, I'm not too sure if you guys know, but there was this technology last year that was huge. Actually, I think it was 2017 or 2018, one of them, but it was in around Christmas time, winter time. It was called Bitcoin. And basically, Bitcoin revolutionized and really introduced this new technology called blockchain, which is this is the core of what blockchain is, so of Bitcoin. So think of Bitcoin as, you know, this big thing that everyone was seeing in the news, you know, cryptocurrency, all this stuff. But blockchain is the thing that was powering it. And this technology, blockchain, allows, you know, you and I to transact on the internet without anybody knowing and for it to be completely secure, which was never done before. So basically, the developers of Bitcoin, you know, developed blockchain and have realized that this type of technology can be applied to all types of industries, whether it's, you know, a voting system, whether it's making sure that you have secure transactions within your own company and stuff like that. So our purpose is to basically have people be aware, educate them, and as well create these things on campus, whether you're a CS, IT, or any other major. So this organization differs from others on campus because there is none that really educates those about blockchain on campus. There is no organization, club, nothing like that. So basically our, you know, point is to do that. So we don't have that many ideas. We're still building it up, but one of the events / projects that we want to do is create an experimental blockchain on campus. So basically, you know, a blockchain is just a system where, you know, like I said, it's a peer-to-peer, you know, I send a transaction to you. So we'd have students from Montclair be on the experimental blockchain and just see how it works, see the functions of it, see, you know, the structure of it, and develop it themselves. So that's something that we'd want to do in the future. This organization benefits the campus community because it helps those students that are interested in learning about this technology learn about it, and as well talk about it with other students and those that are actually have professions. So we have two advisors, Dr. Michelini and Dr. Ang, and basically they already are a part of organizations outside of campus that are a part of blockchain, and they have a lot of experience and have taken courses and have a lot of knowledge. So for students that, you know, have questions, want to learn more about it, they have a wealth of knowledge for them to learn, and as well, you know, the students as well are have knowledge. So far we have 4 e-board members, 2 advisors, and 15 general members. The budget breakdown, like I was saying before, it only considers the experimental blockchain that we want to develop, which would use some software that we found online, and it's well known. It would be done, you know, with the advising of our 2 advisors. So why our organization should receive a charter is because we believe that, you know, being SGA official would, you know, officialize us as well as make us look legitimate, and as well would help us spread our club around campus. And yeah, that's all I have for my presentation. Any questions?
Questions for the organization? Stand here. Ariana.
So in the bill it differs your name. Are you Montclair State Blockchain Club or just Blockchain Club?
Yeah. Montclair, like MSU Blockchain Club, yeah.
Okay, so
Montclair,
you want to be
University.
Montclair State Blockchain Club or MSU Blockchain Club?
MSU Blockchain Club.
Okay, so
Ariana.
Motion to go back into author's report.
No, an author's report.
So every time it says Blockchain Club or Montclair State Blockchain Club, have it state MSU Blockchain Club. Motion to make a formal amendment.
It would, point of clarification, have to say Montclair State University, parentheses, MSU Blockchain Club.
Okay.
But in their all their paperwork, they can just put
have
MSU
say
Blockchain
that.
As the acronym. Okay. So motion
to make a formal amendment. Every time it says Blockchain Club, have it say Montclair State University Blockchain Club.
Perfect. Is there a second?
Second.
Need 2/3 majority vote in order to make this formal amendment. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendment has been adopted. Anything else in author's report? Moving back into questions for the organization. Kevin.
Will we soon be learning any of the languages that go into blockchain?
Yeah, so for sure when we're doing the experimental blockchain, we're going to be learning some of the new languages. There's one language in particular that we want to all learn about, that we heard about, which is, it's used in Ethereum. I forgot exactly what it's...
Aurora?
Yeah, Aurora, I'm pretty sure. So that, as well as Go, are things that we're going to be looking into. But we're all still learning because it's such a new industry that, you know, it'll go from Go to this to that, you know, so we'll see. But yeah.
Ariana.
I don't really know about blockchain, so I don't really... know how big it is, mm-hmm. but do you think that there's enough like content and enough with blockchain to have its own club on campus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have a friend that's in the industry. He's a part of a fintech company that, and several fintech companies. He's a really ambitious guy, but he is a part of all these startups that are seeing this advent of blockchain and applying it to other industries. And he is a part of like his own organizations, which is doing a charity to that's based off of blockchain. And basically, from what I'm seeing from his side, from what my advisors are saying, from what I'm seeing within, because I check like tech news every day, it's getting up there. And it's not only getting up there for geeks like me, but for everybody, really. And because this is a technology that is revolutionizing something that is so old, which is the finance industry, the banking industry. Instead of going to a bank and, you know, giving your money to them, it's now I can just give my money straight to you, you know? So it's revolutionizing so many things and so many aspects. So we want people to be aware of that, and we believe that, yeah, it is going to be affecting not just technologists too.
Kevin.
Point for clarification for Ariana. A lot of corporations are nowadays starting to use that during transactions when they're going mergers, as well as buying products overseas as well as in the United States. Mm-hmm.
Can I have a follow-up?
Yes.
So I understand that blockchain's like this big thing, but my question is like, as an organization, like, do you think there's enough that you'll be able to host enough events and enough
general body
membership? Like, do you think that it's enough to be its own organization, like to sustain itself? Mm-hmm. Like, do you think that blockchain has enough to have meetings about and to keep people coming back for more, instead of just a one-time event about it, kind of a deal?
Yeah, so yes, for multiple reasons. So first is, so like I said, just the project alone of the experimental blockchain and building that alone can sustain the club's content. But other than that, we're gonna be having events to learn about new advents, because this is a new technology, so not much, like there's stuff discovered about it, which is a lot, but there's still so much to learn. And basically, it's not just that technology, but that technology applied to other industries. So basically, when you learn about it in another industry and you learn how to apply it, then we as well could have events for those people that are in those industries to teach them about it. So yeah, I do believe, based off of just the project alone, it could fulfill enough content, but the events as well will sustain it for sure.
Any other questions for the organization? James?
And if people who are not experienced with coding want to come to your events and learn about it, do you think that they will be able to participate?
Yes. Yeah, no, for sure. Because especially with the events, we wanted to make it very friendly, not very non-geeky friendly, because that will scare people away. You know, it will definitely scare people away when they see that it's a bunch of code, all this like technology, you know, stuff. No, for sure. During the in those events, we will be very friendly with people that aren't familiar with coding.
James,
Any
other questions for the organization? Committee report.
400 positive recommendation.
Questions for the committee. Debate and discussion on this bill. Point of information to the organization. The other e-board members, can you explain why they're not able to be here?
Because they're hosting we have a meeting right now, and basically we have a speaker because some of the e-board members are also part of the computer club. So basically they're just making sure that meeting is set up, and they felt that there was no need for another person to come. Yeah.
Thank you. Just want to make sure that was clarified for everyone else. Ariana.
So, point of information to you, just to clarify. So, you're presenting this and Computer Club,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the e-board members also overlap between both clubs?
Yes.
Okay.
Ariana.
I have one more question for you. I'm sorry.
No,
so, point of information. Do you think that blockchain could be something that is, and you can feel free to say no to this question because I just don't know enough about it, but do you think blockchain is something that can be done like as a subsidiary under the computer club?
So that's what I got asked when I presented it at first, and this is why I wish I was able to present the computer club before the blockchain club, because it would set some context. But the computer club basically, it like is a host of so many technologies, and not just technologies but just things in general. Computer Club not only covers things like blockchain, but AI, just general computer science related things, which in itself takes so much time that blockchain needs its own, I guess you could say, spotlight. If I could, I would love to create a club for every, you know, revolutionary technology, not just blockchain, but AI, you know, deep learning, all these new technologies that are coming out, because they deserve their own clubs. But obviously, you can only do so much. But yeah, the thing is with blockchain is, especially with this, we wanted to specialize with this one because this could be especially applied to all industries and could be relatable to other students with other majors. So if we didn't want to give it as much as a focus, yes, it could be a subsidiary area of Computer Club, but with Computer Club, we don't really specialize on any technology specifically, and it has so much content to cover that it's, yeah. Just not.
Ariana, sorry. For information, what year are you and the other board members?
So I'm a junior, so I'm graduating next semester. And also, just to clarify, I'm the president of the Blockchain Club and the vice president of the Computer Club. The other members, so I have two other e-board members with me, and they're both juniors, same grade, yeah.
James.
Just want to say what you're doing. It seems extremely interesting, and I hope you have the best of luck creating your experimental blockchain.
Thank you.
Kevin.
I'm a computer scientist myself, and I know this technology is actually good to learn at this point because everything is progressing towards technology, not just like my major, but any other major out there that includes business, finance, even art, fashion, all of that will have certain things like this come up one point in my time in the future.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Congratulations. We're just going to do computer club since you're already up here. Now considering bill number S-2019-011, Computer Club Charter.
Be it enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that whereas Computer Club would like to charter as a class 4 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas Computer Club would be a great benefit to Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas Computer Club would like to receive a charter for the fall 2019 to spring 2020 time period. Be it resolved that Computer Club receives a charter from fall 2019 to spring 2020, submitted by Giovanna Boggins, SGA Legislator, February 9, 2019.
Author's report.
Oh, I just want to commend him for doing 2 presentations, and committee did both of them very well, and he knew what he was talking about.
Any questions for the author?
Point of personal privilege, what bill number is this?
Bill number S-2019-011, Computer Club Class 4 Charter. Questions for the author? Organization report, same thing, 6 minutes, you know the deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, hi guys, so Computer Club. Okay, purpose. Basically, in a nutshell, for geeks to come together to talk about anything related to computer science or IT. So now this is more directed towards CS and IT students. Basically, this is a place for students to come together to talk about the most current technological news, have help with classes. So for example, you know, if you have we have a big test coming up for data structures, we'll talk about data structures, study about that. And basically, it's a networking hub for computer science and IT students because there's nothing like that on campus. There is nothing like that for any technology people, any technology majors. And it really sucks, you know? There's no infrastructure, so this is what we're trying to build. So how does this organization differ from other organizations on campus? Basically, there is nothing for technologists to come together and talk about this and study amongst each other and network and find job opportunities. There's nothing else like that on campus for computer science or IT students. So what events does the organization intend to hold in the future? So I gave the newest presentation, but I didn't. What the newest presentation includes is we're hosting a hackathon at the end of this month. If you guys don't know, a hackathon is basically a 24-hour coding marathon. I've said this so many times. 24-hour coding marathon where students come together to participate in this marathon and compete against one another to build the best project. So project, what does that mean? Basically an application, software application. We're limited to only software, not hardware, because we weren't able to get enough money, but hopefully next semester we'll be able to get that. But the budget is around $10,000. CSAN is helping us tremendously. They've been such a big help. Dr. Billings and Dr. Kite are amazing people. And yeah, basically it's a huge event. It's happening in Student Center, March 30th to 31st. So if you guys wanna come and look at what's happening, there's gonna be nerds battling out over there. Also, there's going to be things that we have called coding advents, which are basically, you could think of them as mini hackathons, where basically we'd set out, okay guys, build an application centered around this theme. So center it around security and making sure that Montclair has a secure locking system for their doors or something like that, you know? And then that month, you know, they would do that, and then we'd give them some sort of prize. So that's what these coding advents are. How does the organization benefit the campus community? So, I mean, really, it's kind of sad because a lot of CS and IT majors, and I experienced this myself when I was a freshman and sophomore, my bad. I would come to campus, come to class, then leave. And that's just so dumb, in my opinion. I think it's dumb because I feel as though whenever you do something, you should make the most out of it, and that's not what any of us are doing. You know, we're coming into these classrooms, and we're just being individuals, and then we're leaving, but we're not talking to one another. We're not talking about what we could do together, which is so much. There's so much opportunity of things that we could do together, and basically that's why junior year I started to say, you know, screw it, let's build this computer club, and so my friends and I started to do this, and really it benefits the campus community because it finally brings technologists together to talk about stuff. Whether it's, you know, the current technological news, this test that's coming up, we've just been so individualized and so, like, you know, being such a recluse like we are, but it's not good, you know, it's not good for us when we're all together here at MSU to just do that. Why not take the opportunity to come together and do something awesome, you know? So members, we have 6 e-board members, 1 advisor who is awesome, and then about 70 general members, give or take. Budget breakdown, so this is the same thing as I said before for coding advent 1. And by the way, these dates should be reflected for next semester. My fault for that. And yeah. So why should the organization receive a charter? Like I said, there's nothing else like this where computer scientists and IT people could come together and just nerd out.
Questions for the organization? James.
So where will your hackathon be taking place?
So that'll be taking place in Student Center ballrooms A, B, and C, but we're gonna kind of take over the whole entire Student Center, so.
Evan.
So I noticed during your presentation you mentioned a lot that it's mainly for the computer science and the IT people, but like for people that are just interested in learning about the department or they love that type of department but they're a English major instead, mm-hmm. are they invited to join as well?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. If you're interested, you could definitely join and you could learn about it. We're very inclusive and we always ask around the room if you know someone doesn't understand something, we'll make sure to explain it more.
Any other questions, Kevin?
Will you be hosting events to show coding?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Will you be hosting events to show coding?
To show coding. What do you mean by that exactly?
Java, C++, C++.
Oh, so like to teach?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yeah, for sure. We actually had one like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It was for HTML and CSS, web development stuff, so yeah.
I feel like for students who are more like, again, English majors who want to learn a little mm-hmm. bit more for their own.
No, yeah, for sure. That's what we plan on doing. We actually have something like that next week. So Wednesday, CCIS room 224.
James.
What time are your general body meetings?
So usually they're 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. Yeah.
It's our meeting, you know.
Yeah, it's
all good. any other questions for the organization? Committee report. That's okay. Committee report.
Oh, 400 positive recommendation.
Questions for the committee. Debate and discussion on this bill. You could ask the question.
Oh. I was going to ask some, do you guys do something with Cisco?
Cisco?
Yeah.
So I know the school did something with Cisco with networking last semester, but currently we don't do anything with Cisco, but that would be awesome if we were able to get a connection with Cisco. Mm-hmm. I know the school does have, so we'd probably connect with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion? I want to mention that just because as the vice president, I receive all of this paperwork and all of the inquiries about the organization. Sammy was the first person to send me anything about doing these clubs, and then I was confused. I'm like, "Wait, you're doing both clubs?" And then he explained to me all that process, and has just been diligent in following up with me, as well as Giovanna and Primo, to make sure this happens. And I haven't seen anyone as dedicated to following up with myself as he has been with these two organizations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else, Kevin?
You're also, because with the Cisco thing, you should definitely look at the CEHS tech team, as well as the IT tech team, Facebook, if you want to like get them to come to teach Cisco, the networking
CEHS as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them will definitely be just talk to them. They'll probably do an event if you want to come and teach as well as the talk.
Thank you. I'd love to reach out to them.
Okay. Seeing nothing else in debate and discussion, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Congratulations, both.
Okay. Okay.
Now considering bill number S-2019-013, MedLife Class 4 Charterman. Y'all can come up.
Bill number S-2019-013, be it enacted by the legislature of the Student Government, Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas MedLife would like to charter as a class four organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas MedLife would be a great benefit to Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas MedLife would like to receive a charter for the fall 2019 to spring 2020 time period, be it resolved that MedLife receives a charter from fall 2019 to spring 2020, submitted by Giovanna Boggins, SJ legislator, February 9th, 2019.
Author's report.
No report.
Questions for the author. Organization report. Since you saw three organizations go, you have the same thing. So 6 minutes, present, and I'll give you like a wave when it's about into the 6 minutes. Start whenever you're ready.
Hi, my name is Madison Martino. I'm a nursing major here. And I'm Rachel Sandor. I'm also a nursing major. And we are presenting to MedLife, which will be a class four charter. So there are 1.3 billion people worldwide that are living in extreme poverty, and the MedLife movement wants to change that, and we are inviting you to join the fight.
MedLife is a nonprofit organization that partners with low-income communities in Latin America and Africa to improve their access to medicine and education with community development projects. So the purpose of our organization is to provide resources to low-income families, such as medicine and education. We want families to be healthy and stable in our surrounding communities, and it also provides students with patient care opportunities.
This organization differs from other organizations that are already existing on campus because students can get students can gain clinical experience early on, and that's important as medical majors. The members will also be able to educate on others on healthcare practices, and they can impact the surrounding community by providing care to people who are in need and cannot receive care. And this also gives members the opportunity to expand their borders. So some of the places that we go to are Ecuador, Peru, and Nicaragua, and Tanzania. So we do this by going on a service learning trip, which will happen once a year. And it's a week-long educational journey where participants will be able to work hand-in-hand with their local community via mobile medical clinics. So the service learning trip is $1,000. Now this price will go down with fundraising, and we will be able to take about 20 or so people. And like I said, we will do this by pop-up mobile clinics. So participants will be able to understand the reality of extreme poverty, and it will personally collect them to MedLife-supported communities, such as the ones that I had mentioned before.
And the pop-up mobile clinics we would be hosting in surrounding communities that are struggling, such as like Newark and Patterson. We've spoken to St. Joe's in Patterson about hosting an event there, like asking for walk-ins to come see us. And we have MedLife members surrounding us who will come and talk and be like our advisors, since we can't just handle the patients ourselves. So we've spoken out and reached out to them. The MedLife Impact, this just shows how it's been going out through the years. We're starting the MedLife chapter here in Montclair since we don't have one, but MedLife is nationwide. It's impacted over 60,000 patients with 3,000 volunteers. It'll benefit the campus community because it provides medical services to people of neighboring communities, which I mentioned before. Students such as Rachel and I, who are in the nursing field and other medical fields, can get an idea of what patient care is like. Since we can't start actual hospital care until juniors, this will provide us with like firsthand experience before actually getting into the hospitals. And we can also travel to other countries and kind of leave like a Montclair impact in other places.
So as for members, we have four members of the executive board. We have one advisor, and we have about 21 general members. Our budget breakdown, we don't require a lot of funding, just a lot of fundraising. And the only thing that we would really need money and support for is the service learning trip, which, like I mentioned before, the price tag will go down with as much fundraising as we possibly can do. So lastly, we believe that this organization should receive a charter because it is a volunteer organization that will raise money to provide the community with the health benefits that they need. Students that are in a medical-related major will be able to gain clinical experience and one-on-one patient care before they even enter their clinicals in their junior year. We're a Class 4 organization, and our annual budget is low or none, depending on how much donations and fundraising we can gain. So now we invite you to become one for the $1.3 billion. Thank you.
Questions for the organization? Nick.
So you only are allowing 20 people to go on this service trip, and if you're fundraising, that's correct.
Usually it's around 20 people.
We want to like get between like around 20.
Right.
But usually service learning trips are like with different schools. Like we partner with like Seton Hall or something to like go as like a bigger group. But like we want a good representation.
Because what concerned me was that if you have like more people wanting to go,
and limiting like how many people can go, yet they would help fundraise. Like, I just feel like that would.
It's not limited of how many people
will
need to bring.
Okay.
Any other questions for the organization, James?
So you guys are associated with a larger national organization?
Yeah, we're just like starting like the chapter at Montclair.
Would you be receiving anything from this national organization?
Like money-wise?
Yeah, financial assistance or anything else?
Not financial assistance. They would like, we had like something in the budget breakdown or like meeting MedLife. So like people would come and talk to us, but not give us money. And like the mobile clinics, they would just like kind of be our advisors there and helping us set up.
Nick.
Do you have to pay dues too?
No.
Okay. Ariana.
You mentioned a lot of really great events, but do you plan on having events and programming to the campus community itself?
Yes. Once we start having general meetings and getting some ideas, because right now there's only the four executive board members that kind of communicate about this, so we wanted to make sure that this would be an organization that would be up and running before we started holding meetings. So once we hold meetings and get ideas, we'll kind of brainstorm with our general members and come up with events and different things for the campus as well. Yes.
Adonis.
What are the requirements against to participate in the service trip?
It can be anyone who's interested in going, and as long as you're an active member in MedLife.
The $1,000, you say like you guys go to Peru and Tanzania and all of this stuff. When you go, is everything included, or just how does that work?
I'm actually going to one of the trips to Peru in May. So like housing, like everything's included except for the flight.
Mm.
So that's like what you fundraise for, and like everything you fundraise, like they give back to you. So like I paid $1,000 for everything. And like I'm fundraising right now, and like so far, like I've gotten like $600 back.
Follow up.
I guess follow up. Yeah. Usually, how long are this service trips?
They're 8 days.
8 days. Okay.
Yeah.
Will you guys be expanding to other countries, just not Peru and the ones that you guys mentioned?
It's like we don't get to choose where we. It's like MedLife chooses where we go, because
okay.
They're like they pick like the safest spots for us like to set up the mobile clinics. I mean, I'm sure they're trying to expand, but we don't have a say in where we go.
Okay.
Jamie.
This is kind of more of a general question. MedLife is different than MedShare, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if it's the same. Okay. Thank you.
Going to be in discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So questions for the organization. That's a lot of questions. James.
Okay, so the $1,000 for the trip, is that per person who wants to go, or okay?
Yes.
This trip sounds exciting. any other questions for the organization? Committee report.
400 positive recommendation.
Questions for the committee. Debate and discussion on this bill. Jamie.
I just wanted to say that I personally think this would be a like, really good benefit to the campus. I don't think they have many organizations like that, and I personally love volunteering. I spent like a great volunteering, so I think it's a really awesome thing that you guys are trying to bring to the player.
Ariana.
I also think this is a great idea, but have you guys heard of Global Medical Brigades? So that's an organization that currently exists under the SGA, and they pretty much do the exact same thing that you want to do, except they're not. Are they a part of a bigger organization?
Not that I'm aware
of. No, I think they're just kind of their own thing, but at Montclair, but they do the exact same thing that you guys do. So if for some reason this charter doesn't go through, definitely look into Global Medical Brigades, because it's exactly the same organization.
Class director's not here. Nick.
Yes. So, information to the board. If you get the $250 as a class board, right? What
$250 in matching funds, so total working funds would be $500.
So how are you going to put that towards paying for your trip, or like towards trying to host events on campus?
Host events on campus.
Okay.
Point of information, they could not put it towards their trip. It would have to be for events happening on campus. Okay. Primo.
Hello. I've been in contact with this organization and have been discussing, you know, the discrepancies and differences between global medical brigades, because that is what this position entails. It's making sure that there is a difference between the, we don't have the same organization six times, we don't want five pizza party organizations. And I personally felt that their organization was different from global medical brigades in the way that they were going about their processes and stuff. So if that helps ease anyone else's minds, I think they're completely prepared and ready.
Point of information to the President Pro Tempore, what stood out between the two organizations?
The countries that they visited, and also like the fact that they're starting a new chapter, I think can bring in a lot more people compared to global medical brigades, which already has a set population. I think it could attract some of the same people, but also be something different, because that's what people want to see is different.
Ariana.
Print information, so the trip seems to be like expensive. Obviously you can fundraise for it, which is awesome, but if students can't afford to go on the trip, because asking anybody for $1,000 is a lot, especially college students, what else does your organization provide that students can still get involved with without having this trip to look forward to?
Well, gaining the firsthand like clinical experience is kind of our main factor, because nursing school just started 2 years ago, and like that's like big for us, because we like when we tried to go like start like volunteering in hospital, they told us we couldn't yet because we didn't have clinical experience. So I feel like that's like our main reason for starting this, for getting that experience and providing it for others who don't have as well.
And as for other members, other than this big trip outside of the country, we will be working with, like we mentioned before, our surrounding communities, so like Newark, Patterson, and other areas, and trying to provide care to low-income families in the in neighboring towns as well. So we will be working with those patients as well.
I want to mention something to your organization, just some food for thought. So the way the finances work in the Student Government Association is that, as I mentioned with Nick's question before, the money that you receive, the $250, is allocated for events happening on campus. So in regards to fundraising for a trip or for something, that needs to be authorized by the treasurer. And the treasurer will differ next year when you become chartered, so I don't know who that is. So it's basically up to the treasurer whether or not your organization can use those funds to go on the trip.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's like a make or break for you, because the trip sounds like it's an integral part of your purpose as an organization. I'm not sure if you want to leave that up to chance, but that I have in the past we just authorized a trip for another organization to go and represent Montclair. And it was passed by the legislature and approved by the treasurer. So we do have a history of things being approved going out, but it's not a given that you're allowed to use the funds to go outward.
Okay,
all right. Okay, anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passed, congratulations. Now considering bill number S-2019-016, Felicia on Women in Business Class 4 Charterman.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas Feliciano Women in Business would like to charter as a Class 4 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas Feliciano Women in Business would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas Feliciano Women in Business would like to receive a charter for the fall 2019 to spring 2020 time period, be it resolved that Feliciano Women in Business receives a charter from the fall 2019 to spring 2020. Submitted by Giovanna Boggins, SGA Legislator, February 9th, 2019.
Hi guys, I'm Brianna.
Sorry, one second. Author's report. That's okay.
Oh, no report.
Okay, questions for the author.
Now it's you.
Okay, I'm Brianna. I'm the president of Feliciana Women in Business.
I'm Amanda. I'm the event planning coordinator.
And I'm Nick. I'm the treasurer of the Women in Business.
Our vice president and secretary couldn't be here. They're both at work. So we're looking to charter for the fall, and we're looking to be a class 4 organization.
So the purpose of the Women in Business Club is to promote professional and personal growth for the women at the in the School of Business. We're going to have networking, leadership, career, and social opportunities for the members.
We differ from other clubs on campus because there are no organizations within the business school right now that kind of offer that diversity to all students, no matter what your major is within the business school. Right now, you see things like the Accounting Society, you see the Marketing Club, Economics, but you don't have anything to kind of link all these people together. And it also will give people lots of leadership opportunities. One big point that we want to emphasize is that we're going to have subcommittees that allow people to take on leadership positions. So it's not just, here's our e-board, like otherwise you're just a general member. We're going to grant a lot of leadership opportunities to people, which allow them to progress professionally.
And then here's a look at the estimated meetings that we're looking at, and the estimated amounts for each meeting on our initial semester, so of starting. And so we would have an initial meeting beginning in fall 2019, and that's where we would look to probably spend the most money and have the most people, just to expose people to what our purpose is. And then we would have a diverse range of different events within the semester to just discuss different areas, and it would include as many people as we could to help.
So our organization's goal is to empower young professionals in an inclusive organization. And so it's not necessary that you have a major within the business school. If you have a minor that's business related, you're more than welcome to join. It is aimed and geared mostly toward people within the business school, because our events are gonna be like networking panels with professionals that also work with the business school, LinkedIn enhancement workshops. These are things that most business students use. I understand LinkedIn's like for a lot of people, but in terms of what we're looking for, it's mainly aimed toward people within Feliciana Business School. So that's where we will be.
So focused. Right now, we have 5 e-board members, 1 advisor, and we have about 20 general members. So Brianna is the president. Our vice president is Nella. She couldn't be here. The secretary as well. Nick's our treasurer, and I'm the event planning coordinator. Our advisor right now is Gail Yash, and she's a professor in the School of Business. She got her MBA at MSU in International Business, and those are her specialties.
And then here's just a look at some estimated dates that we would like to plan to start once beginning that next semester. So we would start right out of the gates, right in September, the first week of school, and there's the budget amounts for each event. And we will be meeting once a month on Wednesday, hopefully after the Accounting Society meetings, which take place on Wednesdays as well from 4 to 5. It would be once a month. And again, there's the amount of people that we expect to or hope to see. And we deserve a charter because our organization would be inclusive. It's not just for women, it's for men who are also looking to be in an inclusive environment and an environment where in the future we hope to work equally with everyone, every member of any background. And it's increasingly important nowadays because of everything that's going on in the world, and we deserve to look towards the future and help out people as much as we can.
Okay. Yeah. Questions for the organization, Ariana?
I have 2 questions. So my first question is, if you're allowing everybody in, why did you choose Feliciana Women in Business as your name?
So Women in Business is actually kind of all over the U.S. It's a club that's not like a national organization, but you see Women in Business clubs within multiple different accredited universities. And so the main goal of the club is to empower young female professionals, because you know, we're at a disadvantage. It's a male-dominated field, and even though we are catching up, you know, you still got to keep pushing, otherwise things will remain the same forever. So that's our main goal, but we are allowing others who are like-minded to join. Our things will be geared toward women, but there will also be plenty of opportunities for anyone to participate.
And my second question is, you mentioned that the club is for business majors or minors, but I did want to point out that if you are chartered under the SGA, you can't exclude anybody.
Okay.
So even if that's what you're like programming towards, if anybody wants to come, like,
we can't tell them no.
Yeah.
We had been discussing previously about this, that people who are interested in the business school or business-minded future being included as well, but it wouldn't serve as much of a purpose for someone who completely doesn't want to be part of the business.
Your major is totally unrelated, it just...
Yeah, I mean, they could still come, but it might not serve.
Of course.
Can I follow up?
Is this a question?
No.
Then debate and discussion. Ty, question? No. Answered. Okay. Sav?
So, for example, the LinkedIn workshop, would you allow that to be an event for the entire campus instead of just the...
It's like for members, so it's for active members, because we'll probably have professors or people who we have connections with come in and sit down and help critique these LinkedIns. We have to use those resources towards active members. I guess there's no way to tell people, no, you can't come, but it's going to be promoted within the club.
Any other questions for the organization? Ariana.
Have you thought, since your goal is to be more like exclusive to just business majors and active members within the business school, have you thought of becoming an organization just within the Feliciano School of Business instead of with the SGA?
We have. Our advisor, we've been talking to them, but we think that with the SGA, we'll be able to get word out that we exist, and we want a large group of people to come to us in the beginning. We want this to kind of skyrocket. We want to be a very large club, and just becoming a club within the business school wouldn't really achieve that as well, especially because our main group that we're going to be focusing on in the beginning is going to be incoming freshmen who aren't necessarily in the business school yet. They're going to be undecided. So if they're not in the business school or walking through the business school, they would never hear of us.
Seth.
So would you have events for the whole campus then? Like,
we have to plan, like, we're open to that, but we don't have solidified plans for that the way that we do. We could do a LinkedIn workshop, for example, or a resume critique. That's open to everyone, where it's less one-on-one than what we were hoping for the actual members, but we haven't made exact plans for that.
I think this is the initial semester too, so we kind of want to see what kind of traction, you know, like, we gain. If there are a lot of people that want that, then we would think about, but specifically we're thinking right now towards active members and business majors.
Jamie.
So I think my question is kind of similar, but for a little more clarity for myself at least. So being an organization of the SGA, how would you guys, or how do you intend to cater to the campus as a whole? Because what I'm hearing right now is you're aiming pretty much exclusively at your members and at business majors. But being like an organization in the student government, what would you guys do to, you know, benefit the campus as a whole?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to just explain something, because you probably don't know the culture of the SGA, which is a little bit different, and that's what you've been hearing over and over again. So the SGA is open to all undergraduate students. That is our membership.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, when you keep on hearing the, it has to be open to everyone and everything,
right.
it literally does. Everyone pays $48.90. If they're a full-time student, part-time student, they pay per credit. So everyone has bought in, technically, membership to this corporation that, and this government that we function with. So with that being said, everything, events, meetings, I guess not house gatherings, has to be open to all the undergraduate students. And the general concern of the room is that others might not feel included because it's only geared towards membership. But I'm certain that you would find a way to include the campus community in these events.
What we mean by like only going toward the members is more like these, most of our events would not necessarily cater to every single person on campus the way the other clubs were explaining, like computer club. Mm-hmm. Not everyone's gonna benefit from being in a club like that. That's what I mean by that. But we would never turn anyone away.
Absolutely.
If you have an interest in growing yourself professionally, you're welcome to come here. It's just directed, at least right now, because we are new and we need a focus, mm-hmm. toward people within the business school.
To get membership.
To find, yes.
Correct.
Exactly.
Okay. You have any other questions regarding the subject? Evan.
Oh, not this. Okay.
Good, Evan.
I'm kind of understanding you're like being open to everybody with but also with the women in business. If you guys have a speaker, are you gonna have like somebody that's a female that's successful in business come in to kind of explain their story on how they became successful, or go with anybody?
No, that's exactly what our networking panels are, is we're gonna bring in successful professionals who we've already had some contact with, a few who would love to come in and speak and be able to engage with the students and answer any questions, talk about their difficulties, their successes, and we can really learn from what they've been through.
Any other questions? Committee report.
500 positive recommendation.
Questions for the committee. Debate and discussion on this bill. Ariana.
I think it's an awesome organization, and obviously every organization caters more so to their members. That's why there's a ton of different organizations, because everybody has different interests. Like Players isn't gonna do a math workshop, but you guys aren't gonna do an improv workshop kind of a thing. Like, I understand that, but it can't, like, the reason I think that most of us were asking was because, like, you can't say, here's a LinkedIn workshop, it's only for 20 members. Like, it's kind of like, here's a LinkedIn workshop, we're gonna tell our body about it first, but like if somebody random showed up, then they showed up, kind of a thing. Like,
right. Mm-hmm.
I think we all get that. We just wanna make sure, I personally just wanna make sure we were on the same page,
yes.
And I can see that we are, so.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Jamie.
The only thing that I kind of wanna bring up is the name of the organization. I know that was brought up before, but I would just maybe, when you guys are starting out, like make an effort to make it known that it's not just for women or for people who identify as female. Just, you know, like, because I know you guys are looking for membership and you are an organization that is open to everyone, whether they're, you know, female identifying or not. But I've just maybe, like, try and, like, emphasize that a little more so people know that they're more than welcome to go and everything.
Ty.
Point of clarification to Jamie, not trying to like point you or anything, but MSU Brotherhood is Brotherhood,
yeah.
And they
yeah.
have women in there, so I feel like the name really doesn't dignify anything. I mean, you guys are women and you want to show like how women can be business leaders and can like be at the top as well, which I think is really cool. And they're explaining, they have a treasurer who's a male, so I feel like that is pretty self-explanatory, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think Jamie, where you're coming from was just to make it known. Yeah, you agree with the name. Yeah, okay.
I wasn't trying to. Like,
yeah. Let's just focus on the, again, direct everything up here and nothing to each other. Right. Okay. Primo.
Good luck.
Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor. All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Sorry, Matt. Congratulations. Hard math first. Yes. Okay. Charterments are done. Woo! For today. Nope. Charterments are done for today. Imagine they're done, all of them. 35. Okay. So, we are going to dining committee. Are the bills ready and fixed to go up?
Point of, I guess, clarification information. I live in
Okay, so Evan.
So we went over the questions and we came up with some. It's in our minutes from last time. I forgot to copy them down from the minutes somewhere else. But they're, we updated the questions.
Updated, that's all I'm, yeah, that's all I need to know. They're updated, great, and they're ready to be attacked. Okay. We are going to be considering bill number S-2019-025, MSDC Supplemental Appropriations.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas Montclair State and State and MSDC, a Class 1 organization of the Student Government Association, needs a budget increase of $2,000 for annual showcase event that will be held on April 13, 2019 in the Memorial Auditorium from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Whereas the purpose of this bill is to provide MSDC with the additional funding the organization needs to host this event. Be resolved that MSDC requests $2,000 from supplemental appropriation to cover the cost of this event. Submitted by James Rush, SGA legislator, March 5th, 2019, down supplemental appropriation $2,000 total.
Are you okay?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Author's report.
Okay, so usually for supplemental appropriation, the president would write the bill, but she was not available. So then after that, it would be the Class 1 representative, but Savannah was just sworn in, so they didn't have a Class 1 representative, so I wrote it.
Questions for the author. Elshima.
Is this a permanent increase or just for this one event?
Just supplemental appropriations, which means it is just a one-time appropriated amount. Okay. Organization report. So what you do in committee?
So basically, we, our Class 1 Org of the SGA, have been for a little while now, and every single year for the past 13 years we've been having a showcase that basically our members are given the chance to choreograph, and MSU students are able to come and dance, and it's open to everybody. We accept everybody, and last year we had the same amount we have this year, which has been like a bit of a struggle, but Memorial Auditorium upped their prices on us, so we were no longer to afford all the things that we typically can afford. So with the specific line we're asking for, we had $2,000, which is now what the entire showcase for just Memorial is going to cost. And it only cost about $1,200 last year. Usually with our $2,000, we buy our members shirts. We have like flowers at the front for their parents to buy for them, and the money for that goes to our philanthropy. But this year, because of the lack of money, because they bumped up prices for Memorial, we're not able to do that, which is why we're asking for the $2,000 extra, so we're able to provide the same things that we provide every year.
Questions for the organization? Jamie.
So I know you said that now Memorial costs $2,000, but you also have the $2,000 that you had originally set aside, correct? So do you think you need the whole $2,000 to get all the flowers and everything? Because if it was originally $1,200, that's, you know, obviously less than $2,000. So I'm just confused about that.
Yeah, so last year we had other lines that were able to help us. Due to issues on the e-board last year, we lost money for our organization, so we're no longer able to pull from those other lines either. So we're relying on the showcase budget as a whole to put everything towards showcase, when last year some things might have come from other lines that they could have been pulled from.
Is that clear?
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for the organization? Committee report.
They received a 402 positive.
Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill. Ariana.
I just want to clarify the Memorial Auditorium prices. The actual price for the auditorium itself went up, and also I know that they're mandated to have an usher now and to pay for somebody backstage and somebody for lights, which they didn't have to pay for last year, so that also increased their price as well as the auditorium itself going up.
Point of information to the organization, have you spoken or sat down with the treasurer in order to have a showcase budget that more accurately reflects what you're going to be needing in the future?
We actually have not had our meeting yet discussing next semester. He said they were going out soon.
Okay. But the e-board, did you discuss this with the e-board to,
yeah,
as an initiative that you'd like to accomplish?
Our board sat down and fixed their budget for next year.
Okay, awesome. Anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Bless you. Thanks, Josh. Okay. Now moving into new business, and we'll do the bills from committee. We have an organization here, so we don't want to make them wait. Bill number S-2019-032, SASA Holy Event.
Be it enacted by the Legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that whereas South Asian Student Association, SASA, a Class 1 organization of the Student Government Association, needs a budget increase of $3,400 for the third annual Holly event, which will be held April 13, 2019 in Lot 45 from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Whereas the purpose of this bill is to provide SASA with the additional funding the organization needs to host this event, be it resolved that SASA requests $3,400 from supplemental appropriation to cover the cost of this event. Submitted by James Rush, SGA legislator, March 18, 2019, breakdown supplemental appropriation, $3,400, total $3,400, and on the other side there is a graph.
Okay, so you can see the budget. They supplied you their regular budget and then the money, so it's really clear for you all. Okay, author's report.
I need a formal amendment.
Continue.
You need to change James Rush's name to mine.
Okay, so you could say motion to take authorship of this bill.
Motion to take authorship of the bill.
Okay, and then before I stop that motion, that formal amendment, the first whereas needs a budget increase of $3,400 is not relevant.
Oh, okay.
So just say SASA blah, 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 would like to host the third annual holy event
okay.
that will be held.
So can I get that motion too?
So just say what I said, but in your view yourself.
I'd like to make a motion to amend that the need a budget increase does not need to be there.
And to be replaced.
And to be replaced by just classroom organization, SASA, and the third annual.
Would like to host.
Would like to host.
Point of personal privilege, why?
So you're deleting the needs a budget increase of $3,000 for
okay.
with would like to host.
Okay.
Their third annual holy event.
Okay.
That's right.
Point of information, Emma.
Yes.
Because the well, it's I don't know if it's going to match up with the presentation, but the school performance transportation is not there. It's scratched off. Do I need to do the amendment?
The
to change
the
that?
What is what?
The in the breakdown school performing transportation. If you see that that breakdown.
Yeah.
That is scratched off after talking to Vincent. So do I have to make the amendment to have that taken off right now?
Are you allocating the $200 to something else?
I believe so, yes.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. Anything else in office report?
No.
Questions for the author? Organization report.
Hi, my name is Rupa Mitra. I'm president of South Asian Student Association.
Hi, my name is Nandu Savali. I'm the treasurer.
I'm Jasmine Thomas, and I'm the secretary.
Hi, I'm Kevin Muscle, the external PR.
Thank you for your time, and we'd like to present our proposal for supplemental appropriations for our third annual Holy Show. Before I get into the actual proposal, we would like to give you guys some background on Holy. So what is Holy? It is basically a festival that is celebrated in March and or April because it is welcoming spring, celebrating life, and spreading love to one another. Hindus believe that spring is full of colors, so they throw colored powder at each other as a fun and engaging outdoor activity. Essentially, this festival brings everyone together. Why is Holi celebrated at MSU? So, around 2 years ago, we started hosting this event outdoors. Every year, it just keeps getting bigger and better. We want to continue spreading diversity, inclusivity, and our culture's awareness to all. And we will do this by providing inclusive cultural food and entertainment, and we will also be uniting outside schools with our own school at this event. Our goal is to hopefully receive the $3,400 from appropriated funds to successfully work the show and leave a lasting impression on individuals that have never been to our event.
And we anticipate more attendees showing up as we as an organization want to provide entertainment and catering that best represents our culture.
So this is our breakdown. So for DJ and Dolly, we're getting, the cost is gonna be $900. Dolly is basically a traditional drum player that usually plays drums at like traditional events like Holi, and makes the event more exciting and more fun. Performers are $200. Lot 45 is gonna cost $100. Raffle baskets, $100. Supplies, $250. Drinks, $200. Snacks are $100. White shirts are $200. We're getting three sizes, small, medium, and large. Color powder is $800. This color is more expensive because it's vegan, natural color, and organic, so it's not harmful to anybody, so it tends to be more expensive. Food is $1,260. Since our event is getting more and more popular, we get more people and more outside schools, and they bring their friends and everybody, so we get more food, and our food is also inclusive, which tends to be more expensive as well. Porta potties are $250, power wash is $600, generators are $69, pops $540, but our minusing our security line, it ends up being $215. Food delivery is $75, generator gas is $80, so the total comes down to be $5,599. Our Holi line initially is $2,500, so the amount remaining would be $3,099. And the funds we are requesting are $3,400. It's a little extra to give us a leeway for supplies or other things that we might need.
Not only we want you guys to hear our proposal, but we want you guys to be present and experience this event with us. This will be held Saturday, April 13th, 2019, 12 p.m. to 3 at Lot 45. And thank you.
Before we do questions for the organization, I want to mention that this bill was actually submitted on March 6th. I just checked the bills.sjmsu account. They were asked to make some changes and resend one, so it's March 6th, so we should go back. We're going to go back into author's report, and can you motion to change the date of submission to March 6th?
Okay, so are we in author's report now?
You're right, we're in it.
All right, motion to change the date to March 6th, please.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
We need two-thirds majority vote ordered to make this formal amendment. All those in favor, all those opposed, all those abstaining, amendment has been adopted. Thank you for going back into questions for the organization. Jamie.
My question is about the shirts. Is there a reason that you are ordering larger sizes and
not only
ordering small,
mediums,
and large?
I can't hear
you. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a reason that you are only ordering shirt sizes in small, medium, and large?
So going back to that, from our last year's Holi, we have a lot of extra shirts and extra large, so that's why we are not ordering that size.
We have a lot.
They already have.
We have a lot.
Shirts. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Jack.
Is this event free for everyone? Because it is.
Yes.
There will be no fee for this at all.
And point of clarification, they don't need to include that on the bill because it's already included in the PEEP that they submitted originally. Jamie.
My question is kind of more about like the date of the event. Do you guys have like a rain date? Is that what's the, whatever, like an alternate date in case it like rains? Because I know the last day of registered spaces and stuff is the 26th.
We have spoken to Casey Coleman. Somewhat in the works still, but it would be the following Saturday. Yeah.
Park Services still has to confirm that with
yes.
CSI, so they're trying to work something.
We will get that confirmation then promoted on our social media.
Any other questions for the organization? Committee report.
Motion to discharge committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
We need 3/4 majority vote in order to discharge committee. All those in favor?
Wait, can you come to that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. No. Oh, I got it. So if a bill is placed into, it's considered from new business, they didn't go to committee, right? Or they have went to committee
but it could not have been an official vote because the bill was not placed there. For this case, James is the chair of Appropriations and Ends Committee has viewed this bill. They had a short presentation where they did all the steps of the committee, had made amendments, and the amendments have been adopted and made at this meeting. So it, for any bills that are in new business to be considered, committee either needs to be discharged or you have to go into committee as a whole. However, this organization has already been to committee unofficially, so committee as a whole would be extremely redundant. That's why the choice was to go into to discharge committee for this bill. Okay. I'm not doing it again. Okay. So any bill in new business wanting to be considered at the meeting has to be discharged or go into committee as a whole. It's just a parliamentary procedure. Just has to happen. Okay. Got it. We need a 3/4 majority vote in order for committee to be discharged. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Committee. Yes, the committee is discharged. You both vote, remember. Okay. Debate and discussion on this bill. Nick.
I want information for the chair. Are they, you, they said that other schools are allowed to come, or are they allowed to come to the event if they're not paying? Is that allowed?
I'm going to defer to the Attorney General, Joseph Dibas. Joseph V. Dibas.
Thank you for that. So the policy for non-MSU students coming to our events, yes, it's a policy. I have tried my hardest to enforce it. I've had meetings. Emma has been there in those meetings where I sit down organizations and I explain it over and over and over again. I have sat down within the treasurer's office to ensure that this is happening because they do need to go to the treasurer's office for a cash box. And no matter what I do and how hard I push, I get nowhere. So, with that being said, when the financial policies go up, because that's where it is, that it's one of those things where we try to enforce it, there's nearly impossible to. So when that goes up, most likely we'll be recommending to take that out. But there's nearly, it's extremely impossible to enforce. Now I go back to the chair.
Does everyone understand that?
No.
Okay, so who are organization representatives in this room? Just raise your hand, right? Okay, good. So everyone, hi, so everyone can see where you are, right? Okay, you have no way of knowing if the person coming to your event is an undergraduate student unless they have their ID with them, right? And they give you their name and check into HawkSync. However, for big events where there's, you know, it's impossible to get everyone that's coming to swipe in, right? They're going, it's a barbecue,
yeah.
Everyone's out. You can't get everyone. You're just not going to, right? I've done myself. I haven't swiped into some events that are outside because I don't even know where you're swiping.
The table's at one place and then they...
Yeah,
place.
So it's we have been like, and Joe really is like true and honest when he says that, we've literally been trying very hard to enforce it, but there's no way of them even to... Unless we have an SGA monitor at every single event, so that would be like one of y'all dedicating your lives to making sure that there's no outside, yeah, just no. It's not going to happen, because I can't be at all the events, Joe can't be at all the events, the e-board, it just doesn't work like that. So this policy was created in true hope and spirit, and it has not been applicable for a bunch of years. I think it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're good. I think they understand. Okay. But again, donations, right? Because they're doing something good with people. Okay, here
we go. Information to you. Since when do we have to pay to rent a parking lot?
It's not like just paying for the parking lot. It's
the parking
space. Yeah,
the parking spaces.
So as because those are being taken away, it's forever for sign events forever. Yeah, it's a conversation.
And also signs, too, and stuff
yeah.
like
and the
that.
Cones
and the cones.
The cleanup,
setup,
same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
$300. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. And just like that.
Okay. Anything else on the bill, on this event? Okay. Jamie.
We're in open forum right now, right?
We're in debate and discussion.
Yeah. Yeah, so what I was going to say is if you guys are still working on your budget for next year, I'd maybe suggest, like, put it with an increase
I don't know if you guys already did that. You may not have done that, but if you haven't, just a suggestion.
Yeah. Evan.
Yes, point of information, which part of Lot 45 are you using? Are you using all the way in the back, over by the stairs, like in the front?
Kevin.
Behind the village, but where the entrance goes in, it's going to be the furthest one to the back. Because the reason why is it has to be that one because of the gutters.
Come on, the pit, right?
So
the pit.
Over by the steps or all the way
all
back?
In the back. It's all the last
okay.
one where the forest is, the lake is, the
okay.
pole is, the deer is, all
Deers, okay. Anything else, debate and discussion on this bill? Nick.
You said that the 200 for transportation was being allocated somewhere else. Where is it being put to?
Probably towards extra colors, because throughout the event, people just keep coming back for more. We actually were really close to running out last year before the event was over, so it would be allocated towards that.
Ariel.
I just wanted to mention that this is the third annual Holy Show, and I think this is the third time they've come up to ask for more money. So it is something that's been consistent, like when we passed UASO getting allocated money. So and they said they already changed in their budget for next year. So I did just want to point out that it's very similar circumstance.
Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed, all those abstaining, bill passes.
Thank you so much.
Holy. Okay. Your class is at yes. You have a couple of minutes. 5:15. Okay. So now moving back into unfinished business. And reminder, those of you at class at 5:30, you leave at 5:15, not earlier. Just wanted to mention that. No, not just saying, because I know that wasn't always explicit. It's always 5:15, because unless you've expressed some other type of needing to go further or not being able to make it there in that time, it's 5:15 is the cutoff for that. Okay. So now considering bill number S-2019-018, Dining Committee Survey. Evan. Yeah, you're the author now, Evan.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas Food Advisory Committee, otherwise known as the Dining Committee of the Student Government Association, would like to survey students regarding kosher and halal options of campus, and whereas the survey will provide the insight required to better accommodate the students' dietary needs, be it resolved that the attached SGA survey will be made to be available to the entire undergraduate campus community from March 19th to April 2nd through Hawks Inc. Survey attached, submitted by Evan Benson, Chair of Dining Committee, February 14th, 2019. Survey below.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Author's report.
Bear with us for 1 second. Sorry.
We're just trying to find the
Ariana.
No information to you. Should it say chair of dining committee if he's not the chair of dining committee?
I you know the answer.
Oh.
Are you the secretary?
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
Ariana.
Are we an author's report?
Yes.
So should we make a formal amendment where it says submitted by, it should say secretary of dining committee, not chair of dining committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
So we need 2/3 majority vote in order for this amendment to be adopted. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendment has been adopted. Ariana.
For information again to you, if somebody is to take authorship of a bill, and they don't hold the same position as the original author, should it automatically be changed, or does that have to be another amendment?
It definitely should be assumed
to be changed. Okay.
Yes. Because the title follows on the person.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You got it now?
Yes.
Okay, so author's report.
After the last meeting we had, we were told to edit the questions, which we did. We have 4 new questions instead of the original 3 that we felt better encompassed everything we were trying to get across in, I guess, the same message, but easier and more able to be read.
Okay. Can you read the questions out loud, and then we're going to give it to Primo so he can put on the iPads for everyone to see.
All right, so the first one is, do you have religious dietary needs, in parentheses, such as kosher or halal? And the answers would be yes or no. The second one would be, should there be a kosher kitchen on
campus? No, he's going to read them,
okay.
And then he's going to give them to you.
We encompass them into these questions.
Go ahead.
The second one is, should there be a kosher kitchen on campus? Again, yes or no. Three, should there be a halal kitchen on campus? Yes or no. And four, do you believe a kosher slash halal kitchen on campus would fulfill these religious dietary needs? And the answers would be yes, no, or unsure.
Okay. No, let's give us the primo so
just,
she can write them. And then can you just motion to make these amendments? Just say just motion to put the questions.
Motion to make those the questions.
Instead of
these?
Wonderful. Okay.
Is there
a second? We need 3/4 majority vote in order to adopt those questions. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendment has been adopted.
I guess point of information, would it be possible to change the dates for the survey to today or tomorrow for the same amount of time, but just changed?
That's going to be a question deferred to the secretary.
We can even, I guess, on Monday, if need be, like...
Just because the frame already passed.
Because...
Tomorrow between 4:10 and 6:10.
What?
Tomorrow evening, they can be up.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so would you like to motion to amend the time frame to the date for tomorrow?
So a motion to make it March 21st to April 4th.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
We need a 2/3 majority vote in order to adopt those formal amendments. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendments have been adopted. Questions for the author, Eric?
You said that it's going to go up tomorrow.
That's what Jill just said. No, you could continue.
I just remember the bill has to pass through judicial before anything.
Correct.
So
yeah. So the survey would have to wait to go out until after your meeting. You're on it. Thank you, Eric. Primo.
Point of personal privilege, can you repeat the dates?
It's March 21st to April 4th.
Okay, thank you.
Jill.
Yeah, as long as it can be the same time frame.
Ariana?
Point of information to Eric.
8:15.
When are your judicial meetings?
8:15.
Tomorrow. 8:15 tomorrow.
And then follow up to you. It then has to be signed by the president, correct?
Correct.
Before it becomes a law.
It goes to judicial sign.
Oh, it's...
No, it doesn't go. Technically, it does, but it doesn't.
So,
you just throw it out. Yeah. So Monday, that's the day they decided on Monday.
Got it.
Okay. We're gonna go back to office report, and can you please give us the new dates?
So motion to make the dates March. I don't have a calendar in front of me. I'm sorry.
The 25th.
The 25th till April.
Nope.
What is it? A 2 week.
April
8th.
Yeah,
8th. Is there a second? We need a 2/3 majority vote. Please speak now, forever hold your peace, in order to accept this amendment. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? Timeline has been changed and adopted. Anything else in office report? Back to questions for the questions for the author. Committee report.
It was a
4-0-0.
Yeah,
same one as last week. Yeah, 4-0-0 positive recommendation.
Okay.
Questions for the committee. Those of you who have class, yes, you can quietly scoot on out of here.
Thank you.
Ariana.
Point of personal privilege. Can give the questions back to Primo because he picked up the last question.
I didn't. I needed the last one. Your phone locked.
Talk, Ted.
Just gonna wait till the whole legislature leaves. Debate and discussion on this bill. Everyone read the questions. No one has any pent up feelings about them. I just want to say that when y'all review the survey answers, if anybody says that they don't have religious dietary needs, take the rest of their questions with a grain of salt, because it doesn't affect them whether there is a kitchen or not to cater to these people, because it potentially could, like, the bad could outweigh the good in the survey, because those people could say no and then say no to everything else as well. So just be
we
cautious.
Can we'll change it to please continue if it's
yeah okay
if it's yes yeah we'll adjust that.
Cool,
that makes sense. Yeah.
So that's part of the reason the fourth question is there, because like Emma mentioned 2 weeks ago when we had our meeting here, was that she may not have the religious dietary needs, but she would support it. And that's where the fourth question comes into play.
So just go drop down to four.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to mention something else. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I've learned with the kosher and halal, with the dietary needs, they're very, very similar to each other. So those who eat a halal lifestyle, it may not be ideal, but they are able to eat a kosher lifestyle as well. However, it's not always the same, vice versa. There are some things that are halal that people that are kosher can't eat. I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention in case they weren't aware of that or didn't know about that.
Anything? Nick.
I have a personal privilege to you, if you remember. Are these questions similar to the ones that we thought would be good last meeting?
Mm-hmm. No, they're similar, but no one agreed on them. So I was given about 17 questions. So these were, the last one was one that I suggested myself, and the ones in the middle were a variation of the ones that were suggested. Okay. But there was so many that were brought up. Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion on this bill? Seeing that we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to be passed, all those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Okay. Now considering, you can sit there, bill number S-2019-019, dining committee hours.
Be it enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University, Incorporated, that whereas the Food Advisory Committee, otherwise known as the Dining Committee of the Student Government Association, has conducted a survey through Hawksing to the general student body in regards to different hours of operations in the dining halls, as well as different hours in which breakfast is offered. Whereas the result of this survey show the majority of the respondents wanted to see the extended hours in the dining halls. These are the results. On weekdays, Sam's open until 11 p.m., Freeman until 10 p.m. On weekends, both halls open until 10 p.m., and based on the questions regarding when breakfast is served, most respondents wanted to see it served all day. Be it resolved that the dining hall's hours of operation, as well as when breakfast is served, reflect the results received from the survey. Submitted by Jamie Bacher, Chair of Dining Committee, February 14th, 2019. Graphs are on the other pages.
Author's report. Okay. And then just want to on
or
behalf of the committee, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna give you guys like a couple minutes to look at the graphs, unless you guys saw them last week. I don't know if it's here. Okay. So pretty much last semester when Emily was still our chair, we conducted a survey. These were the results of that survey. We wanted to see what the general student's body opinion was on, you know, having extended hours. We also gave options of like shorter hours, as well as having breakfast served all day. So those are the answers that we got, and pretty much, as the bill says, we were trying to reflect what we got from the respondents.
Okay.
Okay. Questions for the author? Elshma.
Were there no response that they wanted shorter hours? I don't see it on the graphs.
I don't believe so. The ones that we added on here were the ones that we used, like the relevant ones. I think there was like one or two questions that didn't really make sense.
No. Yeah, we wouldn't ask them to close earlier, because then that would mean that you're reducing someone's pay. So we wouldn't ask anyone. Reducing shifts, reducing pay, we wouldn't ask. Wouldn't recommend that to them. Because actually they are kept open because of something, because of a conversation they had within the student government a couple of years back that urged them to stay open later than they did. To give some like historical context for that. Ariana.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't been to dining hall in about 2 years, but Sam's and Freeman both serve breakfast all day. They have eggs.
Okay.
They have eggs that you can
just pause. When someone's talking, we don't interject, right? We knew that. You knew that. I'm just gonna reiterate because it's very disrespectful to the person that's speaking.
I know that they served eggs all day in both dining halls. Like, you could go to the egg station, and they had cereals served all day. I mean, obviously, that's not, like, a full breakfast, but it is still breakfast foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
Is that correct?
Yeah. So, point of clarification, Sam still does that. I was just at, like, 2 days ago. They still have all the cold breakfast. The oatmeal, the grits, the waffles, all the cereals, the yogurts, the fruit, perhaps point of information to the author.
Mm-hmm.
The term breakfast, what was that? What was the meaning of that?
Point of clarification. Pretty much what we were trying to tackle with that is, so for example, I'm going to go from one dining hall to the next, but at Freeman, for example, yes, they have the omelets served all day. You can order that on the screen. However, you don't have the option for, say, if you want sausage or breakfast potatoes. There's not pancakes, French toast, that kind of thing. So we were kind of looking at it on, I guess, the broadest perspective that you can look at it on the campus. Although there are some options, it's not all of the options. I apologize that we weren't more specific on that. But we were trying to look at it more in the sense of having, you know, the options that are served during the morning hours all day, which would include the breakfast potatoes, the sausages, bacon, pancakes, stuff like that. And then it would be the same for Sam's. I know recently they got a pancake machine, which is cool. I haven't looked at it yet. But it would be the same idea. You know, they don't have the sausages served all day. They don't have the breakfast potatoes. So it would just kind of have that option all day for the students.
Siobhan.
Did you guys factor in like the workers? Like, so if you close at 11, they won't meet till like 12:30 a.m.
Later. I'm
sorry. Point of clarification. So we did think of that, and that's actually why it took us a little bit for this bill to come up to you guys. So there's a few ways that you can look at that. The way that we looked at it in a few different ways. Yes, like if you want to look at it in the sense of people are gonna have to stay later, that kind of thing, like it kind of sucks. But we were looking at it more of the sense of it can be a new job opportunity for people. So there could be a shift change at that time. You know, it's not saying that the person that's been there since 8 a.m. is gonna be there all night. Like it could be someone who comes in at 7 p.m. or whatever time, you know, 9. And then they could kind of work like the night shift, I guess it would be considered. So we looked at it in the sense of it could provide more job opportunities for people, not as a hardship on them. As well as, I think we also talked about it could be a possibility for students. I know that's a much broader topic, but maybe students could also work at the dining halls. I know there's some positions available, like at the cash registers and stuff. So we feel that there are possibilities that would make this doable.
Nick.
From my personal experience, because I go there all the time, and I talk to the workers there, that once they close, they're there for like hours, cleaning, and putting like doing whatever they have have to do before they leave, and I know a lot of them like take public transportation home, and like that's just them getting home at like if the dining hall closes at like 11, like they're not gonna get home till like 1 or 2, and like then they have to get up at like really early to get there and start the food again. Like it's like I just feel like that would like and Sam's like they're not the happiest of people. I feel like that's not helping.
Sorry, this is a question for the author.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Okay. So we're just gonna say that. Any other questions for the author? Continuing debate and discussion. Nope. Committee report.
So kind of to answer Mike's comment, I guess
Will the recommendation in committee?
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it was 500. I don't have it on me right now, but it's in my phone.
It was a positive recommendation.
It was a positive recommendation, yes. I can get it to you.
Yeah, for the minutes when I do that.
Yeah.
So then debate and discussion on this bill. Jane. Nope. Nick. Do you want to, okay, you said you think you got enough to get the point across? Okay, Jamie.
So I feel like that still kind of touches on what I was saying before. We do have places on campus that are open longer, for example, Bistro. We also have the diner, so it is a possibility to have things that are open later. I feel like 10 and 11 isn't, like it's not crazy, you know, it's not midnight, it's not 2 a.m. And again, like it wouldn't be the same people that are there. You know, this could be a specific shift, or they could be like a night shift. So it's not the same people that wouldn't necessarily be taking the public transport home, or that, you know, like it just. I feel like you just have to kind of look at it in like more of the sense of it can be a different position, not the people who are tired because they've been there since 8 in the morning. I don't know if that makes sense.
And I want to mention something. This is a recommendation. So this is an external SJ issue, and any external SJ issue, it obviously reflects the party that we're negotiating this with. So for example, this is dining services. So we would be going to dining, if this bill is passed, the executive board, Serafina specifically, would be going over to dining services and negotiating what the SJA recommended and what they're willing to do. So it's a give and take. I wanted to mention that because it's a different idea than when we have bills that are internal. Those must be done, those have to be done because we have complete control over them. We have to see that they're followed through. But this is a recommendation to dining services area.
So the reason I asked the question about the breakfast before was because sometimes when it is an external SJ issue, it's better to tackle one issue at a time instead of two at once. So the reason I asked that was because in this bill, it says to have the dining halls open later and for breakfast to be served all day. However, I think the more important issue in this bill is for the dining halls to be open later, so more students can eat, especially after a late class. So the reason I asked is so that as a recommendation, if it comes down to fighting one battle over two, I think keeping the dining halls open later is the battle to fight first versus having breakfast served all day.
Joe.
In your opinion, do you think we have adequate research to make a recommendation? It looks like in some cases the most respondents is about 50 students. Do you think that's adequate enough to go to dining services and say this is a representation of the student body?
So I think that, as you guys know, like a lot of times students just don't answer surveys and stuff, and it kind of sucks. Personally, don't know if we would get a larger pool to answer if we like were to send out another survey. I believe we have this survey out for 2 weeks last semester.
It's a total of 300 people that responded to it.
Yes. So I feel like, you know, there's not really much more that we can do unless you have suggestions. We're more than happy to hear those. But just in general, like, it's hard to get people to answer things on HawkSync, on all these different, like,
Ariana.
It's just hard.
I just got really excited because I have an idea. Sorry. So an idea that literally just came to my mind when Joe asked if that was enough people to recommend this. If you would consider tabling this for another 2 weeks or so, I think that the Marketing Publicity Committee could potentially set up a focus group to invite students to come and talk on this. It's just a suggestion, it doesn't have to happen, but just to get more opinions on it, that's just my suggestion.
Do you guys respond or no?
I know dining is having focus groups. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but if you are, please go. It's a really cool opportunity. I actually sent it in a thing, I think, but anyway. So I know dining is having like focus groups as well.
Yeah.
This was made before that, so I know it kind of sounds like it might clash a little bit. I would be open to doing something like that because kind of like you guys, like Emma and was saying, sometimes we only have like 50, but it was looked at 300 times. So it kind of goes to show that, you know, even if you are performing the survey, you're not necessarily going to answer every question. We don't want to make it, you know, where you have to answer every question because that's not the right thing to do. You don't want to force anyone to answer anything. But I personally would be open to tabling it or something like that. I think it would be a conversation to have with the rest of the dining committee, just to see like what hours we can do it, or I don't know if it would be more of a broader thing for the whole legislature.
Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion on this bill?
Okay. Can I say something? Kind of going back to one of the earlier points, would it be possible for us to make two different bills, one about breakfast and one about the hours?
Yes.
Or is it too late for that?
Yes. This bill is, they're not mutually exclusive.
Because I'm just afraid that, you know, like if someone agrees with one part of the bill, they might not.
Yeah, I agree. So you can split the bill now and tackle one issue later, or you can tackle the other issue now and the other later. Ariana.
I was going to motion not to consider this bill at this time so she can split them the way that she wants to, but I don't know if that's something that we want to do right now.
Which one do you want going first?
I'll
split it right now. Would you like the hours or the breakfast to be recommended first to the university?
I'd say maybe the
hours.
Okay. Can everyone vote on hours? Ready? So hours or breakfast? Hours? Breakfast.
Okay. Hours.
Okay. All right. So just repeat after me, okay?
Yes.
All right. So in the first whereas?
In the first whereas.
Okay, wait, sorry. Motion to make a formal amendment.
Motion to make a formal amendment.
In the first whereas?
In the first whereas.
Take out in regards?
Take out in regards.
To offered?
To offered.
Okay.
Keep the semicolon.
Keep the semicolon.
Keep the semicolon.
And actually, I lied. Take out as well to offered.
Take out as well.
Yeah. Offered. And keep the semicolon.
And keep the semicolon.
Primo, you got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then for the second whereas.
For the second whereas.
Take out. And based on the questions regarding when breakfast is served.
Take out and I just...
Yeah.
That thing.
To the end of that period.
Mm-hmm.
And keep the period.
Okay.
And the resolution.
And the resolution, sorry.
Take out as well as...
Take out as well as...
Until served.
Until served.
And I'm going to wait until Primo can put it in front of you. I'll
show
you right
over
here.
Yeah. Can I hear the second one again?
No, thank
you. And keep the view.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay. Ariana, can you read the bill out loud again?
Mm-hmm. The whole bill?
Yeah.
Be being enacted by the legislature?
Just the first whereas.
Got it. The Food Advisory Committee, otherwise known as the Dining Committee of the Student Government Association, has conducted a survey through Hawksink to the general student body in regards to different hours of operation in the dining halls. There should be an and.
After comma?
Before the semicolon.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And whereas the results from this survey show that the majority of the respondents wanted to see extended hours on the dining halls, these are the results. On weekdays, that looks weird, Sam's opens until 11 p.m., Freeman until 10 p.m. On weekends, both dining halls open until 10 p.m. Be it resolved.
Pause. We're going to split that again. So Primo, after the after see extended hours on the dining halls, it's going to be a second whereas.
Okay.
And it's going to be... third whereas, and it's going to be these, the results of the survey are...
Alright, hold on, I'm making a third whereas.
Yes.
Okay.
And then it reads, the results of the survey demonstrate that Sam's should be open until 11 p.m., Freeman until 10 p.m., on weekdays,
mm-hmm.
and on weekends, both dining halls open until 10 p.m.
Okay.
Period.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
Everyone who can see?
And then just delete all of that. The these. Oh, well, touch screen.
The first part.
The these. Just the these until the end.
These until the end.
And then replace it with an and a semicolon.
Gotcha.
And take out the holes.
There's an arbitrary
code. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a, yeah, okay. Same results. I'm sure that's Sam's. Okay. Weekends.
Yes.
So the results of the survey demonstrate that Sam should be open at 11 p.m. 3 minutes.
After 10 p.m. also.
Okay.
What if we move weekdays to before Sam's? So the results of the survey demonstrate that on weekdays, Sam's should be open until 11 p.m.
Sure.
I just feel like it gets
it on, yeah.
Clarity.
That, so that
time.
Right there, that on weekdays. Yeah, Sam should be open until 11 p.m. and Freeman until, yeah.
Oh, and Freeman.
And Freeman, take away the comma. It's unnecessary. Yeah. And yeah, and then take away on weekends. And then, no, on weekdays.
Oh, okay.
And then keep the period. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Process. Thank you.
All right, let me read this one more time. Okay, whereas the Food Advisory Committee, otherwise known as the Dining Committee of the Student Government Association, has conducted a survey through the Hawksink General Student, to the General Student Body, in regards to different hours of operation in the dining halls, and whereas the results of the survey show that the majority of the respondents wanted to see extended hours in the dining halls, and whereas the results of the survey demonstrate on weekdays Sam should be open until 11 p.m. and Freeman until 10 p.m. on weekends, both dining halls should remain open.
Yeah.
Until 10 p.m. Should remain open instead of B, because B sounds weird. Should remain open, yeah. Okay. Be resolved that the dining halls of operation. The dining hall. It's apostrophe S. Yeah. Hours of operation reflect the results of the survey. No comma.
We all.
Alright, can everyone read that one more time? Why are we sleeping? What's going on? Must be another website. Okay. Alright. Everyone read it one more time in your head because we're going to vote.
So we're going to get it out front.
Okay.
Something's wrong.
What's wrong?
It'll be resolved that halls is just underlined in red, so I don't know what's wrong about it. But
it's possessive. It's a mistake from the autocorrect.
The dining halls.
Be
yeah, it has to be possessive.
Okay.
It's the hours of the dining hall.
Or is the apostrophe after the S? Is it after?
Oh, is it before? They have to be after. Hours of operation reflect the results of it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We need 2/3 majority vote in order to accept these amendments. All those in favor? All those opposed? Abstaining? Amendments have been adopted. Moving back into debate and discussion on this bill, do we see anything else that we would like to talk about? Awesome. Seeing now we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Ariana.
Information. So the bill in regards to breakfast all day will be submitted for and put into the agenda at a later point in time. Potentially.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So to be quite honest, I really don't want to do the emergency housing res life bill until everyone's here. It's a big bill. It's a lot of money. I don't know if you feel that same way, but it's will be the first thing on the agenda next week, because I know it's been on the agenda for a long time. But it is quite a bit of money, and a lot of to understand, and people will be very confused if they're not here for it. Okay. Does anyone see anything else they would like to consider for this week's meeting? Jack.
I have a point of information to the chair, though.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Bill S-2019 to that 004 scholarship funding? Is that placed into the Appropriations Committee?
What happened to it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was placed there, but it has not been brought to committee yet.
Okay.
All right. Seeing none, we're going moving to open forum. Ariana.
The PRSSA, which is the Public Relations Student Society of America, they are hosting an event.
Oh, I'll just hold on. Let's not pack your stuff up because you're going to not hear her when she's speaking.
They are hosting an event called Broadway Stars for Autism New Jersey. And it has Broadway stars Rebecca Lucker, Sierra Boggess, and Heather Botts, all really big Broadway names. The event is Monday, April 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. All the money raised goes to Autism New Jersey. It's an annual event that they hold. The tickets, I believe, are only $7 for students, so it's really silly for you to not take up this opportunity. They're huge Broadway names. Yeah.
Can you send me this information so I can include it in
it's an Eventbrite link. And
open forum. Great. Great.
But there's also a raffle of a Samsung smartwatches, HGTV, Broadway show tickets, and many other surprises. And surprise, surprise, executive board, you can get raffle tickets for these because it has nothing to do with SGA. So everybody should come. It's going to be awesome, and I'm going to talk about it every week until it happens.
Okay. Javonna.
It's at Memorial Auditorium.
It's a Memorial Auditorium.
Oh, it's happening on campus?
Yeah, it's on campus.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so please share that. So look out for the minutes. Because it's going to be included in there.
Possibly when it gets a little closer, maybe you can send out the link in an email to the legislature.
Sure. Or put in the group me if you want to put. You can put it in now if you want. Okay.
Can you remember when the date comes?
My professor's actually giving me hard copy tickets to sell to you.
Good.
To everybody.
Perfect.
So I'll have them at the meeting next Wednesday if anybody wants to buy them for me.
Okay. Jamie.
So I know I kind of mentioned it a little bit, but there's two different food-related things going on campus right now. They were both sent to your Red Hawk News, so that's really bad that you've seen them. One is being conducted by a professor in my department as well as a grad student. That one is about food insecurity on campus. And then there's also, as I mentioned, the dining focus groups going on. So if you live on campus or if you eat on campus or any kind of dining on campus affects you in any way, I highly encourage to fill that survey out, to go to a focus group, show your voice, because it's important, and I feel like dining has a lot to do with your experience on campus as well. So, yeah.
Cool. All right, anything else? Joseph Divas.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. So what is being passed around right now is a door hanger that we worked on in committee. And we purchased over 2,500 of them, I believe, to be hung up on all the resident life doors. So that's what's going to be going out. It'll go out the first day of elections So it's really fresh in all of the students' minds, but that is one of the initiatives that we have taken to promote the elections that y'all voted on.
So. You like them? They look good?
They're so cute.
They're cute, right? Get the point across. Okay, cool. All right. Anything else in open forum?
It should be Taylor Hammond, not
Okay. Seeing none, meeting adjourned at 5:45 p.m.